Nindaya Tulsi Debraipiyahe Kishava Shucha Krishna Bhakti Pare Devi Satra Vattari Namo Om Partaya Pratibodhitam Bhagavata Narayane Nasvayam Vyasena Gatitam Purana Munina Madhye Mahabharate Itokaitkut Advaita Amrita Varshinim Bhagavatim Ashtadasa Dhyayinim Mambat Pamanasandadhami Bhagavad Gitae Bhavad Vishinim Namostate Vyasa Vishala Buddhe Pulala Vrindayata Patranetra Jinatvaya Bharata Toila Purna Prajalito Gyanamaya Pradipa Prapanna Parijataya Totta Betray Kapanaye Gyanamudraya Krishnaya Gitamrita Duhe Namah Sarva Panishado Gavo Dugdha Gopala Nandana Parto Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gitamritam Mahat Vasudeva Sutang Devam Kamsa Charura Mardhanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Bande Jagad Gurum Bhishma Dronthata Jayadata Chala Gandhara Nilot Pala Shalja Gahavati Kripena Vahani Kyaranena Bela Kuna Aswatthama Vikarna Ghoura Makara Durjodhana Bhattini Sottirna Kalu Pandavai Rananadis Koi Bhattaka Keshava Pada Sarja Vashasharoj Mamalam Gitarta Gandhot Katam Nana Kyana Kake Sharam Harikosa Sambodhana Bodhitam Loke Sajana Shatpadai Raharaha Pepi Yamanang Muda Bhuyad Bharata Pankajam Kalimala Pradhan Sina Sveyase Baba Jang Brahma Varunendra Rudra Murutha Stunbanti Dibbaistavai Vedai Sangha Pada Kramo Panishadai Gayan Jam Samaga Dhyana Bastita Tadgatena Manasa Pashyanti Jang Jogino Chasyantang Navidu Sura Suragana Devaya Tasmai Nama Narayanang Namaskritya Narang Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayat Dharma Ketre Kuru Ketre Samavita Jujutsavaha Mamaka Pandavastraiva Kimakurvata Sanjaya Vishtvatu Pandavanikam Vyudham Durjodhanaspada Acharya Mupasangamya Raja Vachanam Abravit Pashyaitan Pandaputranam Acharya Mahatim Chamum Yudham Dukadaputrena Tavashishena Dhimata Attashura Maheshasa Bhimarjana Samajudhi Jujudhano Viratascha Dukadascha Maharataha Tishtake Tushchekitana Kasirajastra Virjavan Purujit Kunti Bhojastra Shoibhastra Narapungavaha Yudhamanyustra Vikkanta Uttamaudyastra Virjavan Saubhadro Daupadeyastra Sarva Eva Maharataha Asamakantu Vishishta Jetan Nibodha Dvijottama Nayaka Mamasanyastra Sangyartam Tan Pravimite Bhavan Vishmastra Karanastra Kripastra Samitingjaya Ashvathama Vikaranascha Saumadatir Jayadasa Anne Chabahava Sure Maratte Chakta Jeevita Nana Shastrapaharana Sarve Yuddha Visharada Apaljaptam Tadasamakam Balam Bhishma Virakshitam Parjaptam Tidametejam Balam Bhima Virakshitam Ayaneshu Cha Sarveshu Jatha Bhagam Avastithaha Bhishma Meva Virakshantu Bhavanta Sarvai Vahi Tasya Sanjanayan Harsham Guru Vridha Pitamaha Singhanadang Minadyocchai Shankhang Dadmau Patapavam Sudarsham Khashya Virjasya Panavanaka Gomukha Sahasvaiva Vyahanyanta Sahasvrastum Lovabhavat Tathashetai Dhair Jukte Mahati Shandane Stithau Madhava Pandavaschaiva Dibdau Shankau Padadmatuhu Pancha Janyang Rishikesho Devadattam Dhananjaya Kaundram Dadmo Mahashankham Bhima Karma Vrikodaraha Ananta Vijayam Raja Kunti Putro Jitrishthiraha Nukula Sohadevascha Saghoshamani Pushpako Kashyascha Paraveshasa Shikandi Samaharataha Dishtajunno Viratascha Satyakishcha Parajitaha Dupadao Daupadeyascha Sarvasha Piti Vipate Sobhadrascha Mahabahu Shankham Dadmo Pitak Pitak Saghosho dhartarastranam hridayani vidarayat Navascha piti vingchaiva tumulo vyanu nadayan Asa vyavastitam dishtra dhartarastran kapitajaha Pravitte shasta sampate dhunuruddham pandava Vishikesham tadavakyam 이다마하 마히파테 아르주나 요바차 세나요르바 요르마제 다탕스타브 요메주다 다바니 탄리크시항 조두카마나바스티탄 거리마야서 요드브자마스 민라나사무드메 조츠마나나베크시항 자이테 트라스마카타하 다르라스타시 두르부드히르주드히 피치키샤바 상자요바차 에바묵토 리시케쇼 구라키시나 파르타 Sinayorba Yorbadi Stapayetar Totamam Bismadona Pramukhata Saravesham Samahichitan Ovasa Parta Pashaitan Samavetan Guru Niti Tata Pashat Titan Parta Pitri Nata Pitamahan Acharyan Matulan Bratrin Putan Potan Saking Sata Sashuran Suridastrava Sinayorba Yorapi Tansa Miksha Sakantaya Sarvandandhu Navastitan Kripaya Paraya Vishto Vishi Dandita Mappavi Arjuna Vacha Trishtve Maan Svajanan Krishna Dujutsun Samvapastitan Sri Danti Mamagatrani Mukham Chaparishushati Vepatusha Sharire Mero Mahashashya Jayate Kandi Vangshrangsate Hastak Takchaiva Paridajate Nasa shaknomi apastatum brahmati vachame manaha nimittani cha pasyani viparitani keshava Nasa shayona pasyami hatva svajanam ahave Nakangshe vijayam krishna nasarajyam sukhanisha King no rajin govinda king bhogai jibitene vajje samarthi kangshitang no rajyam bhoga sukhanisha Taime vastita judhe pranam chakta dananisha Acharja pitara putra stathai vachapita mahaha Matula, Sasura, Potra, Shala, Sambandinastata, Etanahantamichami, Gnatopi, Madhusudana. Apitrai Lokarajasa, Hetu, King Numahikrite, Nihatyadhatra, Sranna, Kapriti, Shyarsanardana. Papa Mevasraye, Tasman, Hattaitana, Tatayinaha, Tasman Arhavayam, Hantum, Dhatra, Sran, Sabandavan. Pajanangi, Kajang, Hatta, Sukhina, Shyama, Madhava. Jadyapyetina pashyanti lobho pahata chetasa Kulakhaya kritang dosham mitrutro hecha patakam Kathang nagyam asmadhi papadasman nivartitam Kulakhaya kritang dosham prapashyad bhir janardana Kulakhaya pranashyanti kuladharma sanatanaha Dharme nashti kulang kritnam adharmo adivatyata Adharma abhivavat krishna pradushyanti kulastriyaha Strishu dushtashu varsnaya jayate varna samkara Sankaro narakayaiva kulognanam kulasya patanti pitaro jeshang lupta pindo dakakriya doshaire tai kulognanam varna sankarakarakai utsadyanti jati dharma kuladharma shashashvata utsanna kuladharmanam manushyanam janardana naraki niyatang vaso bhavatityanu sushrama aho bhata mahatpapam kartum vyavasitavayam jadraja sakulobena hamtum svajanam udyataha Dadimama pratikaram ashastam shastapanayaha Dhatrasrarari handustanme khematarambhavet sangjayovacha Eva muktarjana sankhe Pratopasto pavishat Visrijasasharam chapam shokasam vignamanasa Iti Sri Mahabharate shatasahasyam Sanghitayam vayasikyam bhishma parvani Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishad Surbhama Vidyayam Yoga Shastri Shri Krishna Arjuna Sangvade Sainya Darshanam Nama Pratamo Dhyaya Guru Maharaj showed Vrindavan and the Gita. The Gita, scene of the Gita, the battlefield scene of the Gita. It's far away from the scene of Vrindavan of Braja. But with Krishna, there's always, in the absolute sense, the Vrindavan mood. The Mahabharata has not been given stress for the devotees of Mahaprabhu except for the Gita, Bhishma Parva. In the Bhishma Parva, the Gita, the 700 verses, That's been taken to heart by the devotees of Mahaprabhu. The other parts, they may read, they may know, they may hear, but full stress has only been given to the Gita. The rest of the Mahabharata, a type of Bhaumya Leela, a type of pastime which is concerned, morals of the world or religious principles in the world, and also diplomacy, righteousness, and so on. And part of that mood still reflects here. Still, that piety and sinfulness, both may be considered as mundane. Raghunatha told, Nadharmang nadharmang shuti gana niruktam kila kuru. The Veda have given what is religion and what is irreligion. So beyond those, we have to try to serve Radha, Govinda in Vrindavan. However, before going beyond them, one would have had to assume that one knew what they were. Now here we have something of a predicament, that before giving up all varieties of religiousness, we don't know what religiousness is in order to give it up. Religiousness means the forms of religion. Krishna says, I've given many forms of religion. Karma means duty, dutifulness in the world, to be a dutiful person. And jnana means enlightenment, to go beyond duty, action, the grossness of action in the world, and to seek for the existence of the soul beyond the corporeal existence. And yoga is to meditate on the Lord as antarjami, indwelling witness of all. When they're all taken to their consummation, then bhakti becomes apparent, or devotion. All are called yoga. Yoga means joining. Yoga also means rasta, path, way. A way which links us to our destination. So yoga means the path, it means the link, and it means the sandarbha, or the subject being dealt with in this chapter. Therefore you've got the first chapter is called Sainya Darshanam, then you've got Sankhya Yog, second chapter, Karma Yog, Jnana Yog, then you've got Karma Jnana Sanyas Yog. First you've got observing the armies, then you've got Sankhya Yog. Sankhya Yog means to discern the existence of the soul. Atma Jnan, Sankhya Yog, who am I? Then application, chapter 3, comes activity here in this world, and beyond that, going back to the soul, Jnana Yoga, by renunciation, exploitation, then renunciation. Then above both, you've got Karma Jnana Sanyas Yoga, leaving both of them. Then to do what? After that, then meditate, Jnana Yoga. Then after that, you've got seventh chapter, Jnana Vijnana Yoga. Going back to knowledge, but knowledge with deeper knowledge. Then after that, you've got eighth, that's Purushottama, knowledge of that Supreme Lord. And ninth goes into Raja Gujja Yoga. More confidential, more deeper. And tenth comes Vibhuti Yoga. Vibhuti means powers. Powers in everything imaginable, powerful, glorious, or splendorous in this world. That's all but a part of me, Krishna says. But we gave Vibhuti as hidden treasure. Because in that very place, Guru Maharaj goes deeper. Vibhuti Yog, normal translation, is opulence of the Absolute. But deeper than that, Jnana Vijnana. Jnana often told as knowledge theoretical, and Vijnana as knowledge practical or realized. But not Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj told Jnana Vaikuntha, Vijnana Goloka. So it's a much higher standpoint from the beginning. Raghunath Das said, Vaikuntha pati roti rako dure. Parabhyome deo phele. Vrajabhase, you will not get residence in Vrindavan if you give attention to the service of Lakshmi and Narayan and Vaikuntha. And Guru Maharaj gave such a scathing representation, in one sense, that even Vaikuntha is as rejectable for the exclusive devotees who have the taste, the touch of the taste of Vrindavan service, that Vaikuntha worship is to be rejected as hatefully as karma and jnana and yoga. So they are considered shells. Vishwanath Chakravarti considered that the karma, jnana, they were like the covers of the book, but the devotion, bhakti yoga, was the actual substance of the book itself. Or you could say karma and jnana were the breads of the sandwich, but the filling was devotion that way. This way there's a gradual progression on and on throughout. But when the teaching of devotion comes, from that point onward, the descending grace of the Lord takes precedence over the attempt of the practitioner to elevate himself. Then if the question comes, does that mean one should not do any sadhana, what one should not strive? No, that is also not true. Self-improvement is always advised and always useful, and one must strive to improve oneself. However, with the objective in mind that the Lord will, and the Lord's representative will, bestow their grace upon us for our attempt. But our attempt itself, in itself, is not the cause of our elevation. The cause of our elevation is only the recognition or the dispensation of grace from above. Nor is the assiduousness of our attempt anyway a bribery or a coercion upon the upper section to summon them to dispense their grace upon us. Actually, ironically, more often than not, our helplessness in our attempts draws more their sympathy than our expertise. Having said that, however, then a life of depravity would not be a justifiable standard in the name of being spiritual practitioners. So all through, therefore, we've been given to take the middle path, the middle line. What is possible, what is not possible. There's a point halfway. Or there is a point, a mean point, a mean rationale or application which is suitable for us all. Not that so much zealotry will give us anything other than egotism, nor will so much negligence give us anything but depravity. But some progress, some participation as possible by our meager power, ability, and so on. Sri Prapanna Jivanamritam, Srila Guru Maharaj has given a very beautiful... I'm speaking randomly, I'm not speaking about the armies and the battle of Kurukshetra, of course, naturally. But Srimad Bhagavad Gita will allow me, because I know everyone's read the Gita. But in the Atmanikshepa, 7th chapter, I think, Guru Maharaj has given in casting oneself unto the lotus feet of the Lord, Atma Nikshep. Atma sometimes means, this is a puzzle for many, Atma means soul, everyone knows. Atma sometimes means Paramatma. He's also a soul, although he's a Paramatma. The verses Nayamatma Pavachanena Labyo Namedaya Na Bahuna Ashrutena, this morning Maharaj was speaking about. You cannot know Atma through being a preacher, being a this or that. But there Atma means Paramatma. But if you like, it can also mean yourself. You cannot know yourself through being a preacher. Preaching to others about things great when one knows not unto oneself. You know, ostensibly giving the mercy. It is not. Know thyself, heal thyself, physician. But Atma has been a puzzle for so many. Atma also, we are told, can mean mind. Atma can even mean body. Then it's been hammered, you're not this body, but suddenly you've got the very word which means yourself. It can also mean your body. Well, where's the justification of that? It's not a justification that's required. It's only a matter of perception. Because for one, the perception of who I am is one's body. For another, the perception of who one is one's mind. And for one who has realized the perception of who he is his soul. In each case, both are applicably his Atma. So if Krishna says Atma is the best friend and Atma is the worst enemy, it can mean your mind is your best friend, your mind is your worst enemy. It can mean your intellect is your best friend, your intellect is your worst enemy. It can mean your body is your best friend or your body is your worst enemy if you misuse it or if you use it properly. But it can also mean that you are your own best friend or your own worst enemy in the final analysis, because it is ourselves which is the factor involved with all things that be, exist, act, or progress in the course of our lives. So finally, Atma will have to mean the soul. But in the jurisdiction of the different perceptions of variously realized persons, Atma could also, their self, according to them, means their body or their mind, etc. Therefore, that much liberality has been given with the meaning of the word. And according to that realization, each chapter will deal as the rung of a ladder for a person of that particular rung of realization. But still, the top rung has to be known as devotion. And throughout, our acharyas have not tried to bend the meaning of the Gita towards their interpretation of devotion, as the unfaithful mind would tend to have it. But they have rather shown the natural flow as rivers to the ocean of all the paths unto devotion. And this way, having considered all that, we can realize now how so many people, like Shankara, had the chance to say that the Atma is the Paramatma, because he's also Atma. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur pointed out in his Jaipa Dharma that there's the Jiva and Bhagavan. The nature of Bhagavan is that he's always liberated. But the nature of the Jiva is that even after liberation, he is prone to be bound again. Very salient, very subtle, and very chastening thought. That even after liberation, the tendency of the soul is yet to be bound again. But Bhagavan is eternally unbound. They are identical, yet different. Their identical quality and their different qualities are also eternal. But their different quality is predominant, and that is the Lord is master and they are the servant. Jai Om Vishnupad, Srila Rakti Sundar Govinda Dev, Goswami Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Om Akhyana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurul Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Kanaka Surichirangam Sundarang Saumma Murthin Vibhudhapukulavarennam Sri Gurung Siddhipurthim Tarunatapana Vasam Bhaktidam Chidvilasam Bhaja Bhajatu Manori Sridharam Samvidhanam Vansha Kalvatarubhascha Kriva Sindhu Bhaivacha Paditanang Pavane Bho Vishnave Bho Namo Nama Namo Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Nama Jayam Vishwapad Srila Bhakti Rakkak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Sarasvata Sridhar Mission Ki Jai All the assembled devotees Ki Jai Sri Govinda Dham Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samagata Vashita Mandali Ki Jai Gaur Pramarandi What? Yes. Going? Yeah. Explain.
We're explaining, considering Gita in Kurukshetra and Gita in Guru Maharaj's line. And sort of not connected with that Gita and
Sasha. We, today assembled here, some discourses about religion of the jiva souls. We know the pieces of the jivas, it is 84 lakhs in this world. Through our scriptures, Jalaya Navalukhyani, Stavara Lukhavingshati, this way. And here, Chatur Lukhyani Manava, 4 lakhs of fishes. The human form. But 84 lakhs of fishes in this world, all considered as jiva soul. Jiva souls, through their own karma, getting the form as their activity and as their mind
rewards them. Rewards them.
Yes.
Provides them.
That type of body they are getting. To sum up jiva souls, they are becoming the water species, sum up stabber, stationary. Fishes cannot move, but there is life. And insects also, 11 lakhs of species. Birds, 10 lakhs pieces bird. Dasapakkinang dasalakkakam and trinsad lakkhyani pasavo and the animal form also jiva soul getting that form 30 lakhs of pieces and 4 lakhs only the human form. But human also, some varieties of human form. Some jungle man, some citizen, some village man, some educated, some non-educated, and different kind of, it is also 4 lakhs. But not only in this world, this type of several world existing, and that's also indicated in the scriptures, that's millions of that world. But everywhere is life. And where is life, we can say that all they are jiva souls. Our scripture said that all jiva souls have these 3 quality. Summarily, given that indication, all jiva souls have willing, some feeling, and some thinking. But sthavar janma, that means tree, plants, etc., they have also some feelings now, discovered by scientists Jagadish Bose and others. But our scripture said, all jiva souls have religion, and that religion is one religion. They consider something powerful and better than them existing, knowingly or unknowingly. And also they are living this way, ye ahasthani sahasthanam apadani chatuspadam and laghuni tatra mahatam jivo jivasya jivanam. Taking energy from others, they are living. When we are seeing one plant, he is also taking energy from earth, taking energy, water, fertilizer, etc. Bird, they are eating many insects and other many things, some seeds, some etc. And human also like that, exploiting to others and living. So we are living in the plane of exploitation, everyone. But we have a religion. And that religion always showing us the better progressive life. Naturally, we can see in the jungle men, they are worshipping the trees, big, big trees, they are worshipping the river, they are worshipping the sun, moon, etc. Also, the village religion in India, we can see, now it is more civilized. Still, they are worshipping the tree, worshipping the snakes, many things in India you will see. I have seen one village, there are so many like cobra snake, and they are not killing one cobra. And cobra also, in your room sleeping, cobra in your veranda, cobra in your garden, but thousands of cobra living in that village. But no one biting to the man or human, no one biting, but not biting to animals also. But they are living, and village when they are giving food to the cobra, when they are going to making fire for cooking, they are style, they are making some hole, and that's called unan in the kitchen, and that made by art. Like an oven, but they are putting first a hand in the fire base. And winter season, they are sleeping, that cobra, and taking out cobra from there by hand. This type of religion also I have seen. And it is in our district, my birthplace, that district it is. Then, so many religion mentality we can see, but one religion only for everyone, and that is worship the Lord, satisfy the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita said, জীবের স্বরূপ হয় কৃষ্ণের নিত্যদাস, কৃষ্ণের তটস্থা শক্তির ভেদাভেদ প্রকাশ। They are eternal servant of Lord Krishna. Without questioning this conception given Mahaprabhu. But what we will see, all over the world we are seeing the varieties of human form and species existing. And for them, time to time from upper level, upper conscious level, the Lord's incarnation, they are appearing in this mountain. And Krishna said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, where you will see the power, extraordinary power, you must think there I am living. Adityanam aham Vishnu, Jyotishang aharang Angsuman, and Marutam, and this way, Pandavanam, Dhananjaya, etc. Where you will see extraordinary power, you must think, there I am living. Jagjat Vibhushimat Sattam Srimad Urjitameva. Where is you see that vibhuti? When we are seeing the many incarnation of Lord appearing in this world, we must honor that. And today is very special incarnation, we think, as Lord Jesus. And His appearance day, it's all over the world now enjoying with His appearance day festival, doing. And Jesus preached Christianity, Christ. His name, Christian, this word come through His name. And He preached Christianity. And very sweet His preaching style, and He is telling, Lord is my Father, I am His Son. What I read Summarily, I am telling through Bible, some we have got some knowledge. And for the conditioned souls, given some hope, where you are living, this is not your own home. Actually, you are under control of death and birth. But you have this place, that's called heaven, and they are living, our Lord. And you can go there and enjoy your whole existence. But here, for eternally, you cannot stay. And what you are getting here, everything coming from that above mercy, then you must honor to him always. You show your gratitude, no? Gratitude to your Lord, but very simple way. He given some knowledge to general people, and some of his preaching style very similar with Vaishnavism. That is tolerant. What we are preaching, the tolerant and humility and giving honor to others. No one religion like Christianity we will see except Vaishnavism. Then our destination, it is not same, no doubt, but procedure very similar. Heaven is destination of Christianity. But what is existing in the heaven, some description is there, but not fully. But the Vedic knowledge given some idea about heaven. And very clear idea we will get through Vedic knowledge. But all we can enjoy through our subtle body. Heaven we can enjoy with our subtle body, and that not for eternal way. All will be demolished one day, and that's called Mahapralaya. Then again creation will come. Also creative nature, it's more similar, we can see, the all religion. Same, almost same. Only their identification is not similar. Some dark idea we are getting first creation. But our scripture given very clear idea for creation. The knowledge, it is descending from above, and Krishna said not to disturb other religion and not to disturb others' environment. It is in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Sese dhikari janishta saguna parikirtita. And another sloka in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Na buddhi bheda janayet ajnanam karma sangina. They are not necessary. Who is searcher, real searcher, you can tell truth. But who have no